sit down? Ladies and gentlemen, we have the captain of the Indian cricket team, Mr. Virat Kohli. Because you all to kindly raise your hand on my cue, please.
Virat, 13 matches, 10 jeete, 2 draw, 1 hi hare. Ye pura season jo aapki team ne kiya hai, aapke support staff ne kiya hai. As a captain, kya lagta hai?
बहुत प्राउड मोमेंट है ऑब्वियसली पूरा सीज़न अच्छे क्रिकेट खेलना स्पेशली होम सीज़न को ऐसे डोमिनेट करना बहुत ज़रूरी था एक यंग साइड के लिए अपना कैरेक्टर बिल्ड करने के लिए फ्यूचर की टीम बनाने के लिए कि ऐसी परफॉर्मेंसेज कंसिस्टेंटली हम करें और वो हमने अचीव किया पूरे सीज़न में और इम्पॉर्टेंट यही था कि कैसे हम डिफ़िकल्ट सिचुएशंस को रिस्पॉन्ड करते हैं और एज सपोर्ट स्टाफ और मैनेजमेंट और सब लोगों की मेहनत इसी चीज़ में लगी रहती थी कि जो डिफ़िकल्ट सिचुएशंस डिफ़िकल्ट मोमेंट्स होंगे उनसे हमें कैसे कम बैक करना है और उसको कैसे काउंटर करना है तो आई थिंक क्रेडिट सबको जाता है सपोर्ट स्टाफ का रोल इतना हाईलाइट नहीं किया जाता है लेकिन उनका कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन आई थिंक आप अगर बोलें तो 40% उनका कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन रहेगा 100 में से 60 टीम का है लेकिन 40 उनका है क्योंकि प्लेयर्स के यू नो माइंडसेट को हैंडल करना उनकी स्किल को ठीक करते रहना उनके साथ रेगुलर मेहनत करना हर चीज़ में अच्छा फीडबैक देना बहुत ज़रूरी चीज़ें होती हैं तो आई थिंक ये पूरा टीम एफर्ट है आई वुड से कि पूरा स्क्वाड एफर्ट है जस्ट टीम एफर्ट नहीं क्योंकि वो सब लोगों को इन्वॉल्व करता है तो बहुत बहुत क्रेडिट सब लोगों को जाना चाहिए पूरी स्क्वाड में
थैंक यू सर विराट दिस मस्ट बी योर फाइनेस्ट आवर एज अ कैप्टन फॉर व्हाट यू हैव अचीव्ड विद दिस टीम ओवर दिस सीजन समहाउ यू डू नॉट लुक as happy as you ought to be. Does it have something to do with the unfair criticism that you or your team has suffered in the last 1.5 months?
No, it's got nothing to do with that. You know, it's a classic case of understanding that this is not the end of anything. There's no point getting overexcited with what we have done. We are very happy about being number one team in the world, but our you know main challenge begins now if we can conquer the overseas season that's when you'll see a broader smile on my face when I sit down again for the press conference but to understand you know where we are placed to understand the kind of cricket we have played and where we stand as individuals at the end of season makes me very proud as a captain of course
criticism that you
See, again, as I've mentioned before, it's not in my control. You know, I've heard a very wise person tell me that when a person is down, the weak come out and speak about him. It takes courage to speak about someone when they're on top. So, it's fine. I mean, I was targeted, you know, individually. And I hadn't done well in the series. So, opportunity is galore for everyone to come out and speak about me, which is fine. When I've done well in the past, again, people have spoken about me. When I haven't done well, I obviously expect them to come out and start saying all sort of things, but very easy to sit at home and write a blog or speak behind the mic. I think that's easier than coming out and competing on the field. So that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you, sir.
Virat, as a captain, I mean, how proud you are about the way you know Umesh Yadav or your pacers have bowled, especially when Australians were probably you know looking more to get from the spinners, and your pacers have actually delivered. Is it something that you have planned as a captain to probably go out in the for overseas series, and this is something your strength in the future.
For sure, it's very important aspect of our side. We have worked hard on the fitness levels of the guys over the past 2 years, and it's showing. I mean, when teams prepare only for your spinners, and then the fast bowlers come in and bowl those kind of spells, it can really shake the opposition, and that's exactly what these guys have been able to do. You know, important breakthroughs. And main players most of the times getting us those important breakthroughs after partnerships and really seizing the momentum for the team has been outstanding on part of all the fast bowlers. I just wouldn't say Shami and Umesh, but Bhuvi, given the opportunities, picked up fifers. Ishant has been outstanding in West Indies, in Sri Lanka, whenever he's played as well. So that's probably been the one factor that has been the difference in us winning all these series compared to drawing a few games. We've been able to win more games than we've drawn or lost. I think that's probably one of the most important factors in that.
Thanks.
Chetan? Virat, in West Indies in August, you said that the number one ranking didn't really mean anything. It was just a number. various matches. How you and you wanted to see where the team stood after you had played a significant amount of matches. Four series, four wins, four very tough oppositions, each one more tougher than the last. And various aspects have come out, Noah or Saha, Jadeja, Tomic. So how do you look at this now? And how do you look at the number one ranking now?
Yeah, that's because it happened in a flash, you know, and we were just 1 point away from Pakistan at the second spot, I think. That's why I wasn't too excited about it, because it was a short term thing. But now I can and sit down and, you know, be proud of what the guys have been able to achieve since then. And different aspects have come up, as you said, lower order contributions, spinners have been outstanding throughout, fast bowlers have been brilliant, the batsmen have stepped up on many occasions, you know, different people, not just one or two guys, but everyone has contributed throughout the season. And that's, if you don't have a team performance, you cannot be the number one team in the world. As simple as that. To win more games, especially test games, you have to have complete team performances. And that's the main reason why we are sitting here number one team in the world. And we have, you know, quite a fair distance above the other teams. So, that makes me very proud as a captain, and all the guys in the change room are very, very happy with what they've been able to achieve and ending the season on a high.
Thank you.
Virat, just can you take us back to the time before the series started, you know, getting down on the drawing board and planning for the series, just exactly how did the team go about it?
Well, nothing different from what we've done in the past. The focus was obviously to maintain our skills, our momentum that we gained throughout the home season, and execute that. I mentioned after the in the post-match, credit to Australia, the way they've played in this series. I think they've really challenged us, you know, really hard, and then it tested the guy's character to bounce back from difficult situations many a times. You know, especially Jinx, the way he captained in this game was really pleasing to see, because it's just been four test matches since he's come back from his injury. And you know, to step up, show that character and lead the side to a win, I think hats off to him as well. He's really taken the responsibility well. And, you know, I was really, really happy to see him doing that. You know, he was also very delighted to be taking that responsibility for the team. So, you know, these kind of series, these kind of matches, they build character for the guys. They become more, you know, individuals, very sure of themselves, their games. And when you have 7-8 people in the side who are, you know, that sure of their abilities and their mindset, then you become a champion side and you keep that going for a long period of time. So, yeah, nothing different from what we've done in the past. It was very similar, but the resistance from the opposition was, you know, a lot more compared to the last few series that we've played. And credit goes to the way they played their cricket as well.
Mr.
Kosh.
Virat, considering
you
just practiced this match, considering that you were not playing, how much courage did it take to play the fifth bowler and to play a very tough game?
No, that's what I said. I mean, I spoke to Jinx before the game. He asked me what I feel. I said, this is your game. You have to, you know, be comfortable with playing four or five bowlers. So he instantly said five bowlers, because he understands the workload of the guys, you know, throughout the whole season. And to keep pushing two guys to take wickets for you regularly is a bit unfair when the body is, you know, tired and it's taken a toll. So that fifth bowler, again, you know, that was Anil Bhai, and Jinx and myself all had a discussion. Kuldeep was, you know, the X factor. They hadn't played him, they hadn't seen him much, and he turned out to be the difference in the game. I think from 130 for 1 to 300 all out in the same day can really demoralize the opposition. And I think that was a great call on Jinx and Anil Bhai's part. And credit to him, as I said, he went in with five bowlers, and the batsman took responsibility as well. So, you know, you need to win test matches, you need some courage before you start the game, you know, to take that little bit of risk and go in with five batsmen, which we've done throughout the season on most occasions. Takes, you know, more responsibility out of you, but that's what is required of you at playing at this level. And it was his and Anil Bhai's decision eventually to go in with five bowlers, and it was the right one in the end.
Last five,
Krishan. Spoke about Umesh also. Just wanted to know that from 2013-14 till now, what has changed for Umesh Yadav, the bowler that he has become? And would you call him, like, your 8-9 years career, that after post Zahir Khan, probably the best Indian fast bowler in terms of consistency?
I would put him and Shami together at par. On pure, you know, pace, striking ability, making dents in the game, he would be at par with Shami. Obviously, you can't compare them to Zach yet, because Zach had done it for a longer period of time. But from 2014 to now, Umesh Yadav, the only thing that has changed in him is the mindset. He was always a very fit guy. He probably used to bowl quicker than he is now, but he's understood, he's become smarter. He's bowling, he used to bowl 145 regularly. Now he's touching 140, you know, at odd times, but he's very smart with where he wants to, you know, bowl in spells. So I think that's been a really, really big difference in his game. And obviously, when you give guys confidence, saying you are my strike bowler, they respond in that way. You know, then they're not thinking about getting hit for runs or, you know, any of that sort. So it's a give and take. It takes, you know, a combination of a lot of things, but 80% of the credit is Umesh's. The way he has gone out there and executed it. You can take in all the advice, but you have to go out there and do it eventually. So credit to him, the way he's taken his game to the next level. I'm really, really happy for him.
Mr. Vasu, it's been a while since you missed a test match. How much of a challenge was it to pull yourself back? You must have been itching to go out.
Well, I jerked my shoulder four times yesterday celebrating outside. You know, that's how much energy I had. I couldn't sit in the change room. So yeah, it's not nice. I think I don't know how many matches I've played in a row. Yeah, so see, if it was a strain injury, it would have been different. But impact injury really gave me no options. And to start a game at 50% was not fair on the team. That's the kind of person I've always been, and I'll continue to be. But yeah, it was difficult, you know, watching from the outside when you've been in the thick of things all the time for past so many years and seasons. But again, the most pleasing thing is when you see guys taking responsibility in your absence and actually going out there to play one of the best test matches that, you know, as a viewer you can see. I would call myself a viewer out there. So I really enjoyed it. It was not easy to not play this game, but at the end of the day, sitting here, you know, having won the series, I have no complaints.
Last for Mr. Dennis.
Yeah. What was it about this Australian team that made them your toughest challenge over all these tests?
I think they had the belief of making things happen in these conditions. It's something that I sensed in their body language, in the way they played their cricket. They believed that they can, you know, win sessions and win situations, and they were willing to enjoy the challenge. That was the most important thing, and the most you know, challenging thing for us, where teams really lose their morale once they, you know, lose a test match in India. But they kept bouncing back, and they had the desire to compete throughout, and that's why they are the number two side in the world. You know, you expect that from Australia. Once they get a sniff, they would put you under pressure. But, you know, the way we responded, I'm really proud of that as well. But I would say the relentlessness in their desire to make things happen in these conditions was probably the reason why they kept giving us, you know, a great fight till the end of this test match. So, a lot of credit goes to them.
Last three, Karthik, please.
Virat, right through the season, you've played five batsmen a lot. And so, a lot of responsibilities fallen on your top three to always keep giving you those starts, and they've kept doing that. And even in this game, I mean, looking from the outside, it seemed like Hazelwood and Cummins were testing those guys as much as maybe Umesh and Bhuvneshwar did the Australian top order, but they got through that, and they've been doing that since. How important has that contributed?
Well, massive. I mean, that's very, very important. You know, obviously, Pujara has been outstanding in this series. But Vijay has been a consistent opener for a while. But, you know, to look at KL, the way he's played in this series is probably not in the focus too much. But to get, 650-plus scores in 6 and 7 is unbelievable, you know, for an opener to have that kind of consistency. Obviously, he wants to convert them into big runs, but the impact he's had in this series, not giving early wickets to Australia, has been, you know, very, very pleasing for me to see, because I've seen him from RCB. You know, he had a great season for India. Then he got injured. He was really down in that phase. He was really upset that he got injured at the wrong time. Then came back, had a good innings, then had a few bad innings, and then, you know, comes out and has a brilliant series, a big one. So, as I said, these kind of series and these kind of games can build characters and make individuals. And I think this was one of those instances for KL Rahul. And you'll certainly remember him for a long time, you know, in years to come, with a few innings that he'll play. But I think this is where he'll mark the start of him as an international, you know, recognized opener, and probably one of the best openers that India has had.
Last two, Mr. Rams.
Virat, you said before the first test in Pune that a lot of the Australian players were really good friends of yours off the field. Has that changed during this series, or is this just heat battle stuff that's going on here?
No, it has changed, for sure. I thought that was the case, but it has changed for sure. You know, as I said, in the heat of the battle, yes, you want to be competitive, but I've been proven wrong. The thing I said before the first test, that has certainly changed, and you won't hear me say that ever again.
Thank you, sir. Last one, please.
You spoke about wanting to win out. What are the areas you think this team has to improve, and how about building a core fast bowling unit to win out? What's the next?
Well, our main focus was to build the fast bowling group, not just for overseas conditions, but to understand the importance of the breakthroughs that they can give in the home season as well. But, you know, a few of the guys have told me regularly that the kind of fast bowling bunch that we have now, you know, that gives us good chances of going out of India and, you know, having really good performances. And I'm certainly very sure and positive about the fact that these guys can deliver away from home, and they can give you match winning performances, because the fitness levels have gone up and the relentlessness about their bowling has improved, the consistency has improved, and there's a lot more desire in all the guys to make things happen and, you know, be persistent for a long period of time. So that's something that they've built, and as I said, credit goes to them completely. And I'm very confident that they'll be able to sustain it for longer periods when we go away from home and, you know, not let the game drift away. So pretty excited about what lies ahead for us as a team.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And update on your shoulder, when could be playing
next? It's not fine as of now, but I don't know exactly, but, you know, the physio will give a official statement soon about the time span.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, bro.